It is being played by my next guest. Her name is Ginny Kim, and she is a master of the Korean instrument called the kamingo. She composes on it, and she has even gone a bit further. She has electrified it. She's going to be playing a little music for us in a few minutes, but first I wanted to welcome her to Insight.
Oh, thank you so much.
That is such an interesting sound. I'm trying to think of what it parallels, other instruments. So
that's right. It's kind of one kind of instruments in the world. So I don't know how to say. If people know about Indian sitar, and if they know Japanese koto or Chinese chin, maybe those combination of that, because mine has the frets, 16 frets and 6 silk strings. And it's about 6 feet long. And I play with the bamboo stick. It's very exotic. And I know not many people had seen this instrument.
So I guess like a kora, because a kora is played with a little hammer, like a hammer.
No, it's not a dulcimer. It's not a hammer dulcimer. It's bowled jitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is bowled jitter, 6 feet long. And I put the instrument on my lap sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm pretty sure some people saw the long, bold, jitter string instruments from Asia. You have to imagine, relate to that.
Yeah, and this instrument has been around since?
Fourth century,
yes. Okay.
Many Korean instruments come from China and then evolved into Korean instruments. However, this kamingo is really indigenous Korean instruments.
Are there many indigenous Korean instruments?
Well, there are some other about 60 different kind of instruments, but those are all originally came from China and then it's evolved into Korean instrument. But kamingo is known as a real Korean indigenous instrument.
And how long have you been playing it?
Too long. Well, let's see, now about 40 years, I guess. Yeah.
40 years?
I think so.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, actually, let's listen to a little bit. You recorded a few minutes ago, you recorded live in the studio with your acoustic, right?
Right.
Let's listen to that. And the name of the song is?
Morning Song for CPR.
All right. This is special for us.
Thank you.
That's Jenny Kim playing the kamango,
yes,
a traditional instrument from Korea. She will be performing tonight a solo composition called Digital Buddha at Capistrano Hall at Sac State. Is it hard to get resonance from the instrument?
If you look at the instruments, it looks like a big boat. It has a very good soundboard. Every instrument has soundboard. Because the size of the instrument is big, then you get really nice sound out of it. Yeah. By the way, this instrument is known as a male instrument. Yeah. In Korea, this instrument was performed by the male Confucian scholars for their own meditation. And so when I heard that story, I challenged myself that why not? And so I started to, you know, playing this instrument as a female. And it's been very interesting. And, of course, right now, many young generation, young women, the players playing these instruments. And because of the instrument was based on the Buddhism aesthetics, so music tend to be very meditative. So tonight I'm playing music entitled Digital Buddha. In a way, it's kind of a 21st century multimedia meditation. So what I'm going to do, I'm using two instruments, acoustic and then also the world's only one electric kamango. That kamango is hooked up with a computer program with a MIDI pedal. And so I'm playing two instruments. And then also I have a projection, video projection about the, I would call video mandala. So it, I will set the stage as a like really meditative stage. And then you can imagine from this morning, I mean, the sound you just hear, and it gives you very calm energy. And then it will build a more kind of a spacious sound. What I mean by that is that in, when you use electric instruments, the sound quality is very different from acoustic.
Yes, yes.
And it stretches the time sense. It's really timelessly. So that's what I'm going to do tonight.
And that's why I asked you about the resonance, because with electricity, you can get fake resonance. You can get all kinds of effects off of just one note. How far do you go with that in terms of manipulating the sound?
Oh, I think it's endless, because I'm constantly changing program every year with the computer. And actually, the reason I have electric kamango is not for the amplification. You can make amplification with a good microphone.
Right, on an acoustic.
Yeah,
right.
But I wanted to have a second toy. So this is going to be a really different kind of, you know, sound compared to the original acoustic. And
in fact, we go ahead. We want to play just a tiny little bit. We do have a recording of, of the electric kamango.
How nice.
Got a little, it sounds like digital delay on that.
Yes, it's a digital delay. You know, you nowadays you can buy digital delay, all those things in prepackaged one. But if I adapt all that sound, then sounds like electric guitar. And I didn't want to make my instruments like electric guitar. So I manipulate all the program, change the program. So then it's a, it's a manipulated digital delay, I would say. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it sounds great, and it's not. It does not sound like a guitar. It still sounds like a kamango.
Exactly.
All
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope that people come to concert.
Yeah, Jenny Kim is going to be performing tonight at Capistrano Hall at 8 o'clock, and her performance is part of the Sac State's World Music Series. Thanks so much for coming in. And we could also look on our Facebook page, Insight on Capital Public Radio, and it will you'll be able to see a little snippet of the Jenny Kim performing Digital Buddha. And that's Insight for today. I'm David Watts Barton. Insight's assistant producers are James Morrison and Lynn Weaver. Our associate producers were Sarah Jung and Sosa Morar. Our technical director is Mark Jones. And Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us.